welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And my good friend Brian is back with us. Brian Rawls is back with us to talk about an energetic update with portals and high-powered 5G integration days. So we're going to ask Brian what he means by that and all of that. So I'm so excited. And of course, you know, Brian, when he comes on our show, he always does some activations, which are so amazing and powerful as well. He takes live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Brian, you can read about it, Brian, on the live page or on the email. But specifically, I mean, Brian's been on our show many, many times. He has so much wisdom that he loves to share with us. He's very intuitive, very psychic. He's connected to all of the different realms, you know, the ascended masters and the angels, the fairies, the you name it. Works with everything and everyone, right? So he's very gifted and very talented, and so he's gonna share his wisdom with us today. So I'm always so excited about what we're gonna talk about, because it's always something new and different, and we always receive these wonderful, beautiful, powerful activations that are always so relevant and timely. So I'm so excited that Brian's here with us again. So Brian, welcome.
Hello, Alara, and how is everyone doing?
Good. So what is going on, Brian? What's going on with the energy right now?
Okay.
A lot, right?
Yes, it is very, it's an emotional time. A lot of energy is being accelerated into our atmosphere very quickly, and it's throwing a lot of us people that are energetically or are energetically supposed to be in the 3D and the 5D at the same time, and it's making a lot of us on the emotional side. I actually had quite an emotional meltdown last night due to that very same reason. And it's all it is basically the energies are amping up due to these portal days that are about to open. And with these portal days that are about to open, it's getting very strenuous on our bodies, and our bodies are not being able to basically shift with the energy. So it's a little bit on the woozy side, making our body go through all this energy and not understanding how to actually handle it all. It's almost like when we switch over from that, I guess you would say when we switch over to that, from that old cell phone to a brand new 4G cell phone, and that's kind of like the similar analogy that you can bring it into. Actually trying to keep up with the energy that is being upgraded, and as the energy is being upgraded, our bodies are trying to upgrade at the same time. And sometimes our bodies have trouble keeping up with that. So basically that's why us light workers are here, is to try to allow for the body and the body, mind, and soul to be in balance, and bring in that balanced, cohesive type of energy field that is apparent for us to ascend and awaken and come into extreme awareness that's basically streaming in from higher levels and higher dimensions. These dimensions have been available to us since 2012, and at this particular point in our existence, it's basically one of those energies where we're lucky to be alive during this time because of what's going on energetically. for the planet and also for the galaxy, because it's not just happening to Mother Earth. It's happening to all the planets in our orbitational field. And when you think of that, it's happening galactically, and that's the reason why you're hearing all the folks waking up speaking light language. It's the reason why you're hearing all the light language being spoken in many different ways. That's the reason why you're seeing folks going off the deep end and start killing people, because their bodies can't handle the energy. And if their bodies can't handle the energy, then their mind's not going to be able to handle the energy either. So obviously, that right there, that's going to take pretty much a big whammy on us. And that's when we have to come into a understanding and basically look forward to what's coming to us energetically, because our bodies are not quite through all the energetic processing that is going to happen and that is happening. So basically that's kind of what I'm here to help with today, is integration. And obviously, if you have already worked with me before, you know integration is really big with me. And you have to integrate to make sure that integration is fully, to make sure that your body is fully taking on the energy correctly and on a understanding of a awareness that your body understands. Okay, because it's okay if your mind understands it, but what if your body doesn't understand how the energy is supposed to go along? That's the reason why I'm here. I'm the person to code the body to understand.
Beautiful. Thank you. And you know, and that's the thing. Right now, it's how do we get the body and the energy talking to each other and working together so that it is more ease-filled, right?
Exactly. And a lot of us light workers that are going through these shifts, we get thrown into ego-based beliefs of am I doing this correctly, or is this my work, or doubting themselves. And I am a very good example of that, doubting a person doubting themselves, and it's not quite pleasant to doubt yourself when you're such a very very loved light worker out in our community. I mean, it's definitely something that we have to believe in ourselves, so that we can help more people.
Absolutely. And doubt is one of those things that it's invalidating your being, invalidating yourself when you doubt. And so it's very toxic, it's very negative, very heavy, and it doesn't serve any purpose other than keeping you small and keeping you stuck, right?
Exactly. And stepping into our power is a theme for the ending of this year, because I actually heard from my guides the other day that they said before 2018 gets here, the majority, or they put it in percentage, it said 75% of the population will be in their power. I was like, okay, so how is 75% of the population going to be in their power? And it's because the light workers are being coded with the codes of the codes that are belonging to these particular folks that are awakening up and bringing this integrated power into being, into their bodies, into their minds, and into their spirits, allowing for that that opening and that knowing to take place. Because it's not just a knowing inside your head or a knowing in your third eye. It's a knowing in the body. And I know that a lot of folks are all about awakening the third eye and awakening your clairvoyance. Psychic Village doesn't necessarily have to just start with the clairvoyance. It starts by becoming aware of the body and becoming aware of what is going on and what sensations are happening within the body. Because the body is the most important. The body is the vessel. The body brings the abilities into the 3D.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you need the body in order to manifest and create anything in this reality, in this plane of existence, you know, because in this physical plane. So it's about how can we work with the body and through the body to create what we desire, to really manifest and actualize or, you know, do anything, right?
Exactly.
It's with the body, not separately from the head, right?
Exactly, exactly. And if you have if the body and say, for instance, the soul is not in alignment together, then the body is going to do one of two things. It's going to think the abilities are foreign and kick it out, or it's going to absorb it and make use of it. Because a lot of folks, when I do my sessions and when I do energy, say for instance, if it's an activation that is already within them, mm-hmm. and I put another activation in them, that is not already in them. Sometimes that present activation will kick the current activation out of its place because of the simple reason the body thinks it's foreign. The body has no recollection mm-hmm. of it being there. So I have to do double work to allow for I have to be the liaison between those two activations or those activated codes to kind of get those two codes to cooperate together. It's almost like getting two children to cooperate together.
Right. Oh, I love that. And I didn't realize that is something that could happen, that there, you know, that new codes would not be accepted because of something, you know. I just assumed, I guess, you know.
It's basically uncharted territory.
Yeah.
We are within uncharted territory right now. This has never been charted before. The territory mm-hmm. that we are moving in and the vibrancy and the vibration that we are moving through right now, this is uncharted territory. This is territory that's never been explored before.
Mm-hmm.
So we are exploring it as a person, and we are experiencing as a light worker.
Right, and it's a whole new frontier,
exactly.
A whole new way
exactly.
of being, right?
And we are Mother Earth's ground crew, and for us being her ground crew, we have to make sure that we, excuse my language, don't F it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if we F it up, then she's just going to send back down another ground crew, and it's going to go all over again. And who wants to come back to this place? Not I.
Yeah, I hear you. So let's talk about, you know, the portals and the high, the energetic, the days that are coming up. I know on the full moon is coming up, and it's like we're gearing up towards the full moon. There's a lot of high energy, and even, like you said, throughout for the rest of the year. But are there specific days
yes,
or
there
things
are
we
some
should do?
Specific days. There are some specific days that are on the calendar that are very high-powered days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just get my calendar out so I make sure that, because I got them all circled. And let me look at my calendar because I don't want to mess up and give y'all wrong days. But we have, obviously, we have the full moon, on December 3rd, which is a very powerful day. And that is when the moon goes into 11 degrees Gemini, which Gemini, when the moon is in Gemini, and when it's at such a low degree, it brings in hesitation. It brings in deceit. It brings in lies. Anything that people have lied about or has told stories about or has sat there and done you wrong will come to the light during this time. And it's all due to the full moon energy. The full moon brings it to light.
So that's Sunday.
Yes, that's Sunday. Okay. Now, the next portal day. Oops, I'm going backwards. Hold on 1 second. Next portal day in December is 12-12. And that's a 12-12 portal. And that's going to be all about awareness and all also about awakening the healer within. Okay? And that healer energy is going to almost like skyrocket your whole energy field into like a almost similar to like a an 1800 or 18,000 volt wire. Okay, so and it's going to be very high potent concentrated energy. So all you healers out there, this is when your healing abilities are amplified. Okay? And then we have another one that is coming up on we have another one that's coming up on December 22nd, which is a portal. And then we also have one that comes in on December 25th. And that's a portal as well. So 12, 22, and 25 are portals. And with those portals coming into play, those portals are basically going to allow us a basically be a beacon of light to basically go ahead and get folks to wake up, understand, being noticed, being a exposure type energy field, okay? And then the last portal that happens is the 1st of January, which is a 1-1-18, which is with that, that 1-1-18 equals out to, that equals out to 11. And 11, the 11 energy is all about awakening as well. So it's a big energy all about awakening during the next month and a half, okay? And we are going to awaken to a multitude of levels, our psychic abilities, our energy grids are going to be absolutely they're going to be absolutely shifted in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ways. And we are all going to be aware of this. Some of us that are not aware of the energy, you all need to basically go ahead and kind of sensitize y'all's energy field by doing these energy techniques to sensitize your energy by walking barefoot on the earth, which is called earthing, which basically gets you acquainted with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is not supposed to be foreign to us. We come from Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes from us. So Mother Earth is our friend. So get to know her because she will help you with the shift. As you begin to shift, the shifting energy brings in the new. It brings in almost like the new energy that we are supposed to be. That we're supposed to be dealing with on a multitude of levels. And what I mean by the new energy that we're supposed to deal with is the new energy in 2018. There is a brand new energy about to make itself known. I don't know much about the energy, so I can't say what it's all about, but it's new. new record opening for us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, like, new possibilities, new opportunities, new ways of being, new plans, I guess.
No, what was that?
So I was just saying, you know, is it like new opportunities being presented to us, new possibilities, new plans, new ways of being?
Yes, it's new possibilities, new ways of being, new understandings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new upgrade of energy coming through us and over us. And as we come through this brand new energy of being within us, it's going to upgrade us in a multitude of ways and upgrade not only the body, not mm-hmm. upgrade only just the mind, but also upgrade the soul.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Looking forward to that. So is there anything that we can do to prepare for that or have that shift be easier?
One way is to allow for the shifting to be beneficial. Make sure that you stay grounded. Also, you want to make sure that you are fully focused in the now and not sitting back and thinking about the past. Also understand that the energy is all about staying focused and staying in a focused state of mind when we are meditating and when we are asking for certain confirmation and when we are also asking and commanding for certain manifestations. Asking and manifesting are basically what it is that we need to do. We need to manifest this as a whole. Mm-hmm. And as we manifest this as a whole, the mm-hmm. energy basically begins to start working with us as, it basically starts working with us as it is supposed to work with us. And it's not supposed to work against us, it's supposed to work with us. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely, it does.
Perfect. So, and that's the reason why I prepared an integration activation for us today.
Oh, yay, wonderful. Did you want to do that first, or do you want to take some questions first?
Let's go ahead and get the energy activation out of the way first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll go directly to the phone lines because I know you only do the show for an hour now. So
I try.
So we're going to go ahead and do the activation real quick, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So just take some several deep breaths in. Okay. And just listen to my voice.
Ibu uramba kia satana si atu uro kumo kore. Ima pasata ine e telo ku uramba kia ta aras. Zambaro uku unamat. De la kia sapata alas. Zendolo oranda hima kia sa alat. De duandu hulo ku uramu. Ina kia sa atala se etualo ku urambo ku sa in. Zembaro ta ine e telo ku uranda hima ku urashtis. Vida satata alatien. Hetualo ku urashtan zebe hetualo. Joto urokoto urambe. Zima kasata alatien. Zima kanda ki ashat. Lesembarata atando loku uras. Vendere ki asam. Jatualo ku uraste. Vinda ki andala. Jetualo ku urande. Zakete en in. Equalo ku uraste en sen asi. Rende fa koto oro ko oranda he mi panda hashtala kiasa andele. Borra tato ola sondo la pacian. Et ala sheta leon maki ad ala. Kinna ko uraste e makin. Joto ura sata la kiasa ana nine etate lo urasht. Joto la kusambara ta in. Het ala si atarin e kia maku urata alam. Het ala kia sha atin. Zepa tu ulo por. Damma sentara kia na ara. Jetua lo ku urasti en ama.
And take a deep breath in. And bring that energy up in through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your other dreams at the back of the head. Up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was off when you were a baby. All the way down the Shushumna. Activate mate subliquar at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. Okay, and how's that feel?
Oh wow. I think I need to ground some more. It was powerful and potent, and it seemed like, I don't know, I'm not back yet, so I can't quite tell you. I'm still quite not quite here. It's like, wow, still processing. Still integrating.
Good deal. All right. Now, let's go ahead and take some questions.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to go to the phone line first, and then we'll take some questions from the Q&A as well. So we're going to go to Michelle in Tennessee on the web call. I'm going to unmute you, Michelle, 1 second. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Alara. Thank you, Brian, for the
effort. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering.
And what can I help you with?
Yeah, if you have any help for me for learning to be more in the flow and in tune with my own divine intuition.
Okay, learning to be more in flow, the way to be more in flow is to make sure that you are more connected into Mother Earth. There is some energy that is affecting your grounding cords. Your grounding cords look to me like they are on the, your grounding cords kind of look like they are a little stressed out. And kind of like stretched thin. So what we can do here is take some deep breaths in. Que loco todo lo más asciende, pero de que actuar lo que orando son todo lo más siente. Que tu ala aquí, sentar a su tono, cota a la sandijis. Ani hakashata ti asandu lo que orata, simbata ti etis. Namora ki anda shata sti andu ala ko ora kiata. Take a deep breath in. All right, and take a deep breath in. Okay. All right, and also what they are saying is that there needs to be some more, okay, so what they say is there needs to be some more, okay, so they're saying that you are in a silica burnout. So with a silica burnout, you need to up your silica intake. Now with the silica burnout, you can eat oatmeal, and you can also, purchase a supplement, from the vitamin shop or vitamin store, and get the silica, to the right basic, from you being burnt out. Also, you can as well be open to juicing, because juicing, they're saying that your intestines are a little bit on the inflamed side, which is causing stress, which is not allowing you to fully be in tune like you're supposed to be in tune. Okay. Because you're a very intuitive lady, you just need to have more intuitive impressions of your health.
Okay. On the juicing, is there any specific kind? I do make like green juice smoothies made out of, you know, like kale and then protein powders and other vegetables. I usually put carrots or, you know, just is there certain types of juicing that would be more beneficial than what I'm doing or how often?
I would say what you would need to do here is you would need to probably do some blueberries and some kale and possibly even incorporate some spinach in there because the body is showing that it needs that particular nutrient.
Okay, thank you. I just ate some spinach a little while ago, so that's cool. All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, let me mute her, and all right, perfect. So, and then we're all going to take some questions from the Q&A as well. So, let me see here. Hold on. So, I have a question from Maya, and she's saying, Brian, do you communicate with the elves? I've been told that I have elven energy. Could you give me some insights, please?
Yes, I do communicate with elven energy. One particular elven energy that is around you is this it's a female elven type energy, and she's rather on the short stature, and her name is Esme, E-S-M-E-E, Esme, and she is showing me almost like in the springtime that gardening skills will help you connect in with Esme. So try that out and let me know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Perfect. Then we're going to go to phone number ending in 8767. 8767.
Ooh, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I was expecting this. I was just asking Michael to please let me connect with Brian.
there you go.
Yeah. Thank you, and thank you, Brian. I had written some questions on your Q&A, and as soon as Brian started speaking, it was like he was answering my questions about everything that's happening with our bodies right now. And how the energy is affecting them. And so I wrote that, well, I've been having a lot of spinal problems where my spine is actually crumbling, has been for about 10 years or more. So I have had a big loss of mobility. I have loss of nerves in my hands. And quite often the lower back sends the pain out through my hip and down my leg. But it's not stopping me. I walk anyway. I just got another new little exercise bike. But you had said some of the things that we needed to be doing for these energies coming in were to do a lot of grounding. And I'm just wondering if there's anything, like, is it these energies coming in that has affected my body because I'm not taking care of it properly? And if it isn't, what can I do? I think that's it.
Okay. So while you were speaking, you tested as if you had a silica burnout as well. Silica is basically what our brain stem is made out of. And with silica, is the way our brain stem is made out of, what needs to happen here is you need to go find you a silica supplement. And the silica supplement basically will allow for the energy to kind of heal itself. Your brain is screaming, hey, I need help here, being able to channel this energy, and it's not basically listening here, okay? Basically with that, take a silica supplement.
Okay, good. And your advice to the other lady about eating oatmeal was great, because I love oatmeal. And being in the winter here, I've just started re-eating it, but I don't eat it all the time. So will that eventually help re-establish nerve pathways?
Yes, it should help you reestablish that back for you. But the one thing that I would highly, highly recommend you trying out is that silica. And then there is a supplement called Harataki. It's Harataki. And Harataki basically is a fruit. And it's a super brain fruit, and it helps awaken the third eye, and it awakens the third eye Ayurvedically, and it helps it open it properly instead of just blow open.
Great, great. Okay, because for the last 20 years, I've questioned why, because of all the spiritual work and healing work and everything I've done, I've always felt my third eye had been blocked. Do you know if it had been blocked or if I'm just not utilizing it properly?
Well, it's not that it's blocked. It's not utilized properly, there is also a fear of what you may see within it as well. Because I feel as if you feel as if you may see something gruesome or bad in that particular manner, and if you see something gruesome or bad, what's that going to do? That's going to shut you down.
So trust issues.
Yes, trust.
Okay.
Trust great. Issues is one thing that will eat you alive.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Brian. I will take your advice and let you help some other folks. I love you.
Thank you, Lynn.
So much. I love you too, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, beautiful. So in case someone's asking, Brian was talking about silica supplements and Harataki, Harataki. Google it, check for yourself, see if it's something that resonates with you. Do some testing, with kinesiology testing, see if it's something that you require as well or not, okay? And So Randy had a question on the Q&A about, he saw a purple diamond-shaped orb with his normal eyesight a few feet above him. Please, can you read its understanding in collaboration with his healing journey? What does it mean?
Okay. A crystalline orb?
Yeah, a purple diamond-shaped orb.
All right. Normally a crystalline-shaped orb shows basically the energy of what's going on with the person's energy field. And the orb basically shows that the orb is something that is within its within the person's energy field. And normally, 9 times out of 10, when I see a crystalline orb above a person's head, normally it means that they're a medium or that they are spiritually connected in, and that they have this connection to the divine that is able to connect very, very quickly and very concentratedly into the divine, and allow for the divine to really do some, excuse my language, but some kick-ass work.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that's true for Randy, so yay, Randy, that's a confirmation. Perfect, thank you. So, Randy, let us know how that works out for you, how that resonates with you. We're going to go to the web call. We're going to go to Eddie in Finland. I'm going to unmute you, Eddie, 1 second. Hello.
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 Hello. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. This is Eddie from Finland. Well, I just wanted to be connected to myself, actually.
Mm. Okay, so connected to your higher self. So basically what you need to do is you need to command to be connected to your higher self. And it's just as simple as a command. Commanding to be connected to your higher self is like basically commanding to be connected to a best friend, commanded to be connected to energy in general. All it takes is a command, and you're connected. So basically, once a command is made, Mother Earth or whoever is picking up the command is basically listening and holding on to that basic instruction and going about it in terms of making it happen. So command that you are connected into Mother Earth, and as you're connected into your higher self, then you will feel that instant connection. Go on.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
You are very, very welcome. Yeah.
But is there any specific command that I should say, actually?
Is there any special command that you can say? I command to be connected into my higher self, and that would be the best command to begin with, and that would be the best command to stick with.
Okay. Well understood. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. You are very welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Very, very clear and very simple, and it does work. So, yeah.
It's not as complicated as everybody thinks it is. It's not like you have to sit there in a cross-legged position in a meditative position for 2-3 hours to connect into something. No, that's just not how it works. It works in a more subtle way. It doesn't take all that hogwash that you see on TV to connect into the divine. It's very simple, and keep it very simple. Don't make it harder than what it already is.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question from Jenny on the Q&A, and she's asking about if you have any guidance on how to free anger in a healthy way and not suppress it or be a victim of it.
Express your feelings all the time. Never sit there and hold back what's wrong with you, because the first time that you hold back what's wrong with you or why you're not doing this or why you're not doing that, that's when you're going to get sucked into to the energy of anger, and anger is going to pull you in, and anger is going to destroy you. Okay, so always express the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a question from Kelly. And it's about, she says she's dealing with self-judgment issues, very ancient, many lifetimes. And it's big. And she says, what do I do? How do we heal and stop something that I have a feeling is running the show by itself, even when I am not aware of it?
Okay, so that sounds like you got either entity going on, or you have some form of an attachment going on. The best I wouldn't want to deal with that on the air. Best thing that I can recommend for you to do is probably to purchase a session with me, because when I deal with something like that on air, I'm pulling everybody into the energy field. And I don't think that everybody else wants your attachment.
Nope, we don't.
Not to be rude or anything like that, but yeah, I'm just trying to watch out for everybody at one time.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're going to go to phone number ending in 7355. 7355. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you.
My name is Kay, and I have a physical question also to ask with all the energies coming in. If you could check and see what part of my body is clogged that I could unclog. I'm feeling that it's my liver, but I'm not sure. Thank you.
I am feeling spleen, liver, and kidney. All right, so what I would recommend as a master cleanse for you, and that is hot water, probably about 32 ounces of hot water, the juice of a half of a lemon, probably about 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup, and then probably about an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And then drink that up. What that's going to do is that's going to cleanse the whole body as a whole.
Okay, how much of the maple syrup was it? I'm sorry?
2 tablespoons.
Okay.
Because
and
the maple syrup basically feeds the body while the body's going through detox.
And then how often do I do that and for how long?
I would say do a master cleanse once a week for probably 3 weeks.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you very, very much.
You are very, very welcome, dear.
Thank you, Kay. So Brian, I have a question for you. It's like, huh. So this is for me because, you know, this has been going on. I've noticed that in the past couple of weeks, I have developed like these, not rashes, but kind of like psoriasis, eczema on the front of my body, but mostly on the back of my body. Past couple weeks. What is that? And I'm being really good about not scratching. So it's like, ah.
Okay, so you're having issues with your skin, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let me see. Just give me just a moment so I can scan your energy field. Hold on 1 moment.
Figure I might as well ask as well.
All right. So what I'm picking up is that your skin is basically trying to, detox itself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it detox itself from foreign energy, that are, that happen to be inside your body, that happen to be inside your organs. So with these particular energies that are with inside your organs and you need to basically get what I would say. You need to basically get what I would say. The energy of I would tell you highly to get you a very sturdy brush, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get you a very sturdy brush And what you want to do is you want to rub it really hard, as hard as you can stand it, on the energy of your or where your eczema or eczema-looking thing is. That's called dry brushing. But don't get a very hard bristle brush. Get you kind of like one of them soft bristle brushes. That's going to activate the meridian points so that the meridian points doesn't get clogged or doesn't get taken back to a past life, because I feel as if that may be a past life energy of possibly torture. Try a bristle brush, and if that doesn't work, then try a master cleanse.
Okay, perfect. Like the one that you told Kay about.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Great, thank you. I had no idea. It's like, what do I do with this? Like, no idea. Perfect, thank you. So I know that I just wanted to share really quickly with everybody Brian's special offer. It is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian14, which includes a 60-minute personal session plus a digital download MP3. And the special offer is for $99. Do you want to just talk about it briefly before we go today, Brian?
Yes. Normally, how I do the energy of the session is I do a chakra and aura cleanse to begin with, and then I do a 30-minute question and answer session. So sometimes we break it up into two 30-minute sessions, and I find that it's better that way for integration to happen. And then you receive an MP3, which allows for you to awaken your abilities. And basically, you can ask me any particular question that you may have regarding anything in general. So do not hesitate to ask. I am all ears.
Absolutely. And you know, I highly recommend you all to, if you get a chance, grab a session with Brian, because they're very they're packed full of information. You know, the 1 hour, there's so much information that Brian taps into with all of your guides, all of the angels and ascended masters and fairies and loved ones and, you know, everybody that has information for you. So he's able to tap into all of that, those realms and dimensions to give you the information that you require. So please do take a look at that. That's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian14. All right, so Brian, you even today you gave us all this information about the portal days, the high energetic days, what's going on with the energy right now, what's coming up in 2018. Is there any other last bit of information or wisdom that you'd like to share with us?
The only last thing I would like to share with you all is just make sure that you all stay grounded during this time, and make sure that you check out that special offer. Because I would recommend myself being a very good person to turn to during times like this. But thank you all for having me, and thank you for allowing me to do this for you all. And thank you, Alara, for having me. And let angel wings guide your dreams. Blessed be, and namaste. Bye now.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your questions. And yeah, there's so much information and wisdom that Brian shared with us. Again, make sure you go back and listen to the recording as well, and take notes for yourself too, because even when he was talking about the silica or the master cleanse or the Haritaki, check with you to see if that it would work for you as well, right? So do your due diligence and see if your body requires it. All right. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day, afternoon, evening. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.